Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome, everyone. So glad you're with us today. Hey, we have a great show for you. It's all about spirits. We have a real live Ghostbuster online with us today, and we're going to talk about energetic protection, contract revocation, what's going on energetically, and Christopher Jacobs is our guest today. He is so talented and gifted. He's one of these young, new waves of volunteers that Dolores Cannon talks about that has so many gifts, and he is such a beautiful soul. I'm so glad he's with us today. Some of his background is that he's from Lincoln, Nebraska, and he had a terrible accident in 2009. And as a result of that accident, he found out that he had very extremely heightened psychic abilities come in. And so it's to the point now that people call him, the most severe cases call him for, you know, hauntings at sites, people who've had like horrible issues with dark spirits and entity attachments. And he also does a lot of work, you know, to help humanity. And it's such a pleasure to have him on. You can contact him at ChristopherStephenJacobs@gmail.com or his Facebook, Christopher S. Jacobs. Chris, thank you for being on this show. I just love having you on.
Thank you, Christina. It's good to be here.
Well, you're such a giving person. You truly do live the service to others. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm in service to others, you know, now that the law of one is really a hot topic with everybody. But as I've gotten to know you and become friends with you, and I just, you know, love the fact that you really, every day, you serve humanity with the work that you do. And so it's really a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. I enjoyed the last time I was on, and I'm enjoying this one so far.
Well, you don't know what questions I'm going to ask you. Just kidding. Okay, so let's start out. There's a lot of things we talked about the last show, spiritual protection and some other issues that people go through. But in the work that you do and some of the work that I've done over the years, a lot of times people have these blocks in their current life that could have been carried over from a past life. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. I run into this quite often when with clients. They don't know why their life has gone off in a schism. And I found this very thing in myself. I'll talk about my own experience, and then that will answer the question here. In my own experience, there was a friend of mine who could do the same things that I could do on the level I could before I could fully. And she found out in a past life, I was a Tibetan monk that had set this contract in motion to be able to make sure every lifetime after his were pure and celibate and in isolation and everything like that, like you'd expect from a monk. Well, that affected several lifetimes after, in bad ways too. You don't know the effects of your actions until further on down the road. So what took place was, to fix this, it had to be a past life rewrite, as I call it. And what happened was, she took me back to that particular lifetime, and she noticed this contract that this monk had written, this spell. It was more of a spell. But upon his death, this energy would just spread throughout the soul ring. And so what she did was, she infused him with with sensual and love energy and everything like that. And then he rewrote what he was writing at the time, like she was interacting with living history. He rewrote this at the time. And then when the people in the end came to kill him, we found out he was murdered, came to kill him, this spell initiated like before, but only it was totally different. And it changed the entire outcome of the entire Soul Ring at that point. And it was a complete 180 from before. And any past life can be rewritten in a similar fashion for any problem that arises in the present.
Oh, I know. And this, you know, many years ago, I wasn't a believer in past lives, but I was not a disbeliever. I've always kind of been the thing like, well, what else, you know, could there be? Maybe it is possible. You know, I never thought, had an opinion either way. And then I started seeing this in work I would do with people, and it was just so prevalent. I'm like, oh, I totally believe now. And I saw it and believed it, you know, through the work I had done. Think about all the spiritual people, Christopher, that made vows of poverty in some lifetime or multiple lifetimes. And now they're spiritual people and healers, and they're all broke. I mean, it's so prevalent. I feel like I want to get every healer out there and put them in a football stadium or some huge stadium and do a big contract revocation with all of them.
Yes, yes. I feel the same way. Now, there are instances where it's the person's lesson that they have to go through it. That's in the contract as well. I've noticed this where even if it's something really bad, like where it seems bad, like say somebody is going through some really rough times, they're supposed to learn something from that before that can be revoked out of the contract, before it can be checkmarked off. They have to go through it. Their soul agreed to that hard time. And then they also have to not show fear within that hard time. Once that fear goes away, then that part of the contract is revoked at that point.
So here's a question for you. Let's say someone had an agreement in this lifetime that they needed to go through financial hard times. Okay. They haven't had their lesson yet. And you look at the contract. But because you look at it and say, oh, guess what, buddy? Sorry, you got to go through this. But there's light at the end of the tunnel. Learn whatever lessons you're supposed to learn. Wouldn't that discharge fear right off the bat just by recognizing it?
Oh, yes. Once you recognize it for what it is, the fear would go away. You might still have to go through whatever it is you have to go through. Sometimes it can be prevented too once you realize, get rid of the fear. It just depends on what that person was supposed to go through.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause think about, you know, if you think back at all the tough times that we've all gone through, and if there was an absence of fear, I'm curious of how we could have navigated differently.
Yes, exactly. You know, I look back on some of the stuff I had gone through, like with my accident, for instance. You know, did I really need to cross the street at that particular time? Did I need to go through the horrendous court battles and stuff afterwards? And to turn back the clock, would I go through it again? Yeah, I believe I would, even though it was very badly, very painful, both during and the aftermath. It actually allowed me to become stronger in what I do and be prepared better in cases that I run into on a daily basis.
So do you have some contract revocations that you can do in general for the audience, or is it more of a personal thing?
There's some things that are general and there's some things that are personal, like the past life stuff that would be personal, like the thing with the poverty and the celibacy and all of that. Then there's broader spectrum ones. And there's one that I dealt with this past week, as a matter of fact. And to get the gist on what happened, this had to do with the draconian entities that would always bombard people in their daily lives, and including myself. And this was actually surprising to me when this happened. This has to do with the contract the government wrote with the Draco and the Greys back in the 50s and 60s. And these beings were very adamant that they were going to follow this contract to the letter. Well, I convinced one of them in a channeling to break the Cabal contracts. And I put real emotion towards it. You know, I was both the entity and myself were in tears by the end of it. And it's like, you know, you got to stop this darkness, stop all of this. And I convinced him to break the Cabal Accords that they had signed. Well, what happened was a chain reaction started. And he went to other ones saying, please do not do this anymore. More and more started to come to me saying, I'm a Draco soldier no longer, you know, be at peace, brother. And they started to actually leave. The Draco have left me alone ever since. And other people doing reads for other people, I've run into zilch for interference since then.
That's incredible. You know, they say your body can, is a good indicator of things. You know, if you get a bad gut feeling and as you were talking about that, I mean, I have chills from head to toe. I can feel the energy that went behind that, Chris. That's incredible. So even though, because we elected our government and they made these agreements, we're stuck with these agreements. Is that kind of the concept?
I don't believe we're stuck with some of these agreements. Some things are more fluid since this new energy didn't allow for the activities that a lot of these beings like the Greys and the Draco were, all these acts they were committing. A new contract had to be forged that was more in the light. And that's what we accomplished.
So what about people just saying affirmations or contract revocations that, you know, want to be free from all government agreements or, you know, religious? Or what about media, the media programming that's going on? I mean, they're putting implants in us.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, you can free yourself from these government contracts and alien contracts very easily. The Law of One, I've noticed, works tremendously. You can create your own wards and mantras to loosen these shackles, as it were, to this society. I've seen all sorts of ways that these beings have kept people down in some way. Some are technological, some are more magical in origin. Like implants kind of straddle the line between technology and magical. The Greys came up with that one. There's another type of technology I've run into very recently called the Voice of God technology, where channelers are tricked by somebody in the Cabal using a microphone and a God box, as I nicknamed it, to trick them into thinking they're guides. I've run into that very recently. Since the Draco have been absent, the humans in the Cabal have kind of tried to fill the void. And it's very difficult to detect. But once you detect it, you'll never not be able to see it. And I hated to find that, but I'm actually glad I did, because now I can actually fix it.
So with that, that's probably a lot of people are writing about the false light beings and be careful on, you know, who you pray to or because you're not really sure. I wonder if that is connected in some way.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Like yesterday, as a matter of fact, I helped out a client who had a friend that was being harassed by the Cabal, and I noticed that she said she had been praying to these light angels that had showed up, and I check every time to see if that's the case. It was not the case. I noticed these little pieces of equipment near her that were no bigger than an insect, and they were projecting this into her pineal gland, her third eye, to make her think they were angelic in some way, but they were very generic. They were very cold, very machine-like, and I was able to see past that immediately, and I found her real guide, so that she could go to him instead.
So obviously people can call you for a session, but what are some things people can do? So, you know, now that you see this, Chris, do you have any advice you could give people when they're meditating or praying to try, you know, to help with their discernment?
Oh, yes. There's a big difference, and you'll notice that the more that you work with it, even if you can't see it with your third eye, you can feel it out. Use your intuition when you're in the meditative state or any other. A real guide will come through with pure love and compassion and oneness. This other artificial being or artificial beings will come through with like generic phrases that are repeated over and over again. It'll be very cold. It'll feel very machine-like. And they will come up with the same imagery. They'll come up with like a light being in the clouds sort of imagery. Not that the good beings won't do that, but they do it a totally different way. The vibration is very different. You can just feel the vibration raise when the real people are nearby. When the fake people are nearby, you feel nothing at all.
Okay, so there you go. You know, so many of us live in our heads because we were afraid to live through our heart, or it was survival, or, you know, you can't really, when you're in the corporate world or in competitive situations, you know, we don't, but that heart centering is what's going to help us so much.
Yes, exactly. You know, I couldn't agree more, you know, and there are also energy beings out there that are false as well. This is another area that I've run into some snags too. There is a rumor floating around the internet that the Ra group specifically is this evil artificial intelligence out there. And that was referring more to this God box technology. But there is another soul group that I ran into called the Souls of Aten, that they were mistaken for the Ra group for many years. And my guides told me to steer clear of them. And the differences between them and the Ra group is the Ra group, you will feel that love coming from them. You'll feel more of an abrasiveness coming from the Souls of Aten. And you feel like you've just been burned by the sun for too long afterwards.
That's interesting. You know, there is a lot. That's a hot topic now, is the Ra group, because of the Law of One. And David Wilcock has really brought that out to the masses. And I know you actually do channel Ra Tyr. Is that, or would you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I channel the whole collective of the Ra group. And they've merged with other soul groups now, like the Pleiadians and the Elohim and several others, and the Orion souls. Well, I channel them on a regular basis, and I came to know their leader is named Ra'ul Tem, and he's this golden-headed phoenix. He's not just like he looks kind of human, but only he's very bird-like, and the blue avians and any other avian species are part of the Ra group as well. They haven't always shown themselves as birds. Sometimes they've shown themselves as blonde-haired, blue-eyed people to people, but they are going to make their presence more known in the coming years.
Well, we still have a few things to cover about the contracts. I don't want to get too far off, but after the break, would you mind channeling some information for the audience about what's going on right now? Because it's September 24th, and a lot of people were saying September 23rd, which was yesterday. That was the first major wave of ascension, and a lot of people would be leaving. But I don't know what you think about that or what information you've gotten.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten information about the energy changing, you know, and also some contracts being revoked as well. It was more along the lines of that than people, you know, automatically turning into their light body and ascending. It had more to do with old ways of thinking, old contracts going by the wayside.
Oh, interesting that we're having this conversation today, actually, about the contracts. So, what type of tips, or do you have a general contract revocations people can do, or can you give people a little sample of it?
I use the Law of One. I use wards and what I call catalysts. Catalyst is more or less like a spell. I was able to oversee part of my own soul contract in my head. It looked like a scroll to me. Now, I saw this in the meditative state, and I saw what I needed to do and what I needed to revoke, but at the time I didn't know which was which. So I just decided to just live my life and see where it took me. But done. Now, there are also other variables that can interfere, like other entities can interfere with and delay contractual obligations, like certain lessons you're supposed to go through, too. I have noticed where some things are very malleable. And it's very difficult to detect. But with the absence of the Draco now, it should be a lot easier to detect these nuances in the contracts. When I'm in a meditative state, I could see what my life was up to the point I am now, and saw why I had to go through what I had to go through, but also what delayed certain good things from occurring.
That's interesting. So I would think the first clue would be any areas in your life that you always have problems with. Maybe it's, love or money or health, or you're always getting into, certain kind of situation. And that would be a clue as a starting point.
Yes.
And then start looking at the energy of that issue.
Yes. Yeah. I noticed this with a friend of mine where it was the same repeating pattern over and over again with relationships. And I helped him trace it to, I'm not going to name what occurred. This was somebody that was in his life that this happened with, where it was the same relationship situation over and over again. It didn't matter with who, it would always come undone in the very same fashion. And we found out that it was an outside negative force that was causing this same pattern to repeat. It was an outside nuance that had to be neutralized. Now his entire contract has opened up, and that negative force is no longer present.
That's interesting. So when you've done some of these revocations, do you get people contacting you saying, you're not going to believe it, but I'm not getting a divorce now, or I got a new job? Things like that. Do people?
Oh yes,
know,
yes.
Notice. Yeah. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had people contact me several days after and say, "Yeah, this completely opened up for me. It was like a whole new script, as it were, has been written out, or it's completely open ended, where they have full and complete a choice of writing their own contract in real time." I've run into those situations as well.
Interesting. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I am so excited. I would love to hear some information from you, Chris, because you are so talented at channeling information. And it's good for us to know. We all, we always want to get updates to just help us navigate through this journey of life we're on. So if you guys want to contact him, his email is ChristopherStephenJacobs@gmail.com. And we'll be right back.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Are you looking for healing or a change in your life to help you enjoy it more fully? You might benefit from a galactic energy reading and clearing from Chris Jacobs. Chris will work with you on a soul level to clear unseen negative influences, implants, programs, contracts, and energetic blocks. Chris Jacobs is a gifted energy healer. Contact him today at ChristopherStephenJacobs@gmail.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
Hey, Welcome back, everyone. Hope you're enjoying this conversation we're having with Christopher Stephen Jacobs. He's a psychic medium, paranormal investigator, and published author. And he's going to give us a little treat here live for the radio audience. So, Chris, why don't you tell us who you're working with? And he's going to give us a guided message.
I work with several soul groups. I work with the Pleiadian Collective. I work with the Ra Group, the Elohim Council, and the Orion Souls, and several other smaller soul groups that are out there of good beings and individual beings, like also the Syrian Star beings. I work with them as well. But the ones that want to speak here on the show today are the Ra. They're actually here with me in my room as we're speaking. If you have a question for them, you ask them a question, and I will speak for them. You'll hear me speak, but it's going to be them.
Okay. Well, let's start off with, you know, we've heard that this Wave X energy is coming in actually as we speak. And is there any interference from the, you know, powers that be with this information? This energy coming in, is it truly getting to the people and changing things? Do you have any information on this?
I will now speak as them. They will be the ones talking. So, they're saying this is Raul Tem that's coming through. This is their leader. They're saying we are Ra, and we are here to say to you that this energy interference, as you say, is being nullified by us at this time, but we are sending in, or allowing in, as it were, generous amounts of this energy so that you may grow spiritually as well as physically. So we have blocked this for some time. Your earth would be in chaos had we not, but there are also other forces at work here. The ones you call the Cabal seek domination and control. This will no longer be acceptable to us, but we cannot interfere so long as we are not asked to. So we wish now, while we are audible, that you ask now that we have full prominence of interference at this time. Okay, now they're backing off for another question.
Okay, so people just have to ask for their help?
Yes. Not show pride, you know. Also, you know, protect yourselves to have that inner protection and push it outward, but also have the sense to ask for help if you need it, is what they're saying.
Okay, so there's talk that there's going to be a huge crash in the next few months, and this is always predicted around this time of year anyway, but a lot of people are saying that due to other factors that they're expecting this. What is that going to look like, and is this going to happen, or, you know, what information could you share with us?
Okay, now they're speaking. The ones you call the Cabal or Illuminati will cause such a crash in order to instill fear in the populace. But there will be other things caused by us and other light beings around the universe to bring light to this. There will be parades. There will be cheering. There will be happiness in the areas of the world you call England, Russia, China, Australia, and the United States. This happiness will cancel out any fear mongering, as you say, the Cabal wishes to instill. Now, time can also be undone as well as redone. So manifest this crash, as you call it, as good, and not as negative, for it will not be negative unless you deem it so.
Thank you. Will there be any revaluation of different currencies throughout the world with this crash?
There will be no such thing as money after the crash. Money is no longer needed in the new paradigm, nor has it ever been.
And this will happen. Do you have any time frame when you're expecting this to happen? Or can you share that with us?
Yes, these details we can share. It will be in between the now and what you call full disclosure. Full disclosure will happen in 2 years and 3 months. This time frame is the time frame you call the solstice. And before then, money will be no more.
Interesting. Well, thank you. That's hard for us to conceptualize probably at this time. Will full disclosure look like, some people say that it will be the ET Alliance or the Galactic Federation or whatever you want to call the councils, that they'll come over computers and television sets and cell phones and show the people the truth. Is that information correct, or is that just a disinformation campaign from, you know, the current power government?
Some of it is what you say, disinformation, but the good bulk, as you say, of the knowledge is true. But the first ones you will make contact with are not of alien origin at all. They will be of your own kind from out there in the stars. Humans from other worlds will be the first to show their face to humanity. Then others with more alien looks, as you would say, will show up. This actually has been changed from a more negative paradigm, where the ones you call the grays were going to make first official contact and keep the Earth under their boot, as you would say. This timeline no longer exists. It will be a more positive outcome from this point forward.
Speaking of the grays, many people have been traumatized by abductions and from the grays, and in partnership with our secret government or whatever you want to call it. Has that stopped, or is there something that people can do right now to stop this?
Yes. Say no. No, but say it in a loving fashion. Put your foot down, yes, but do not react with fear nor violence toward your oppressors. They need more help than you realize. They have been in this cycle of addictive tendencies for centuries now. They are the ones that need your assistance. So when their face is finally revealed, show no aggression towards them, whether they have oppressed you or not. This will show your true path of evolution as human beings on the Earth at this time.
There's some that say that because our subconscious is more inclined to be in the victimhood or fear-based, that is giving permission on a subconscious level to these gray beings to do experiments and abductions. And is there anything else other than consciously saying no? What if this is happening in the sleep unconscious state?
This practice has been recently abolished, as you say. The Greys, as you call them, along with the Draco, are under the same binding contract, which we mediated this past week. They are no longer allowed to commit these actions. If they do so, they are in violation of said agreement and will be made to leave. By saying no fully and completely, you erase any sort of obligations you have made to them and their trickery. their trickery is also not acceptable.
So some people, thank you for these questions. Some people think the Pope is actually trying to change things. A lot of people believe the Pope is more of a wolf in sheep's clothing, and is still very connected with the power structure of the Vatican. What information can you give us about the Pope?
The Pope, as you say, is not who you feel he is. He is not negative. He is of Venusian origin. He is human, but he is a Venusian human, very much like the being you know as Valiant Thor. He and him know each other well. The Pope's mission was to change the religious paradigm, but slowly and surely over the next 2 years. This is why those 2 years are needed as a transition buffer, as you would say, to ensure the safety of all humans while their belief systems crash, as you say. But it is really a rebirth and not a death.
So when the disclosure happens, we have a 2-year, 3-month, is what you've shared with us today. Well, and that is that assuming that is that things can change with time. So is it possible to speed that date up, or is that pretty much when it will happen, when humanity will be ready?
This is when humanity will be ready, yes, but breadcrumbs, as you call them, will be dropped along the way, as they have been, but they will gain intensity over the next 2 years, and by the time the 2 years and 3 months come to pass, people, for the most part, will be ready. Some of those that are ready to leave this earth will do so because they cannot handle this new system or paradigm or structure, but the ones that remain will be ready.
Will we, with disclosure, will we be able to have access to the cures for things like cancer that many of us know exist?
Yes. The ones you call the Cabal or the Illuminati withhold the cures to all the world's diseases like cancer, AIDS, Alzheimer's, dementia, and many others that are unknown to you, that they were ready to unleash on the whole of the world. They will not be permitted to do so, nor will they be permitted to withhold the cures to any of them.
Is there, I know a lot of people on the West Coast are curious about this. It's been predicted that there's going to be an enormous earthquake on the West Coast of the U.S. and possible tsunami. Is this true? Is this, has this been averted? Is this a different timeline? What information could you give us?
This event, called the Big One, as you call it, has been averted and is now part of a different timeline. The Cabal, as you call them, were going to create this disaster in order to cause an extinction event. This will not be permitted.
Will the military be a part of this disclosure? Will they, they call it white hats, or the good guys in the military that are will they be able to change things?
Yes, they will, but only if they follow closely the law of one. Those you call Dark Fleet on the moon base are aiding in this effort. Those in the Marine Corps in some compartmentalized areas are also helping with this effort. The evil ones, as you call them, are becoming finite. So therefore, the good will win, but only in a nonviolent way.
For our last question, I have so many questions, but the question I have for you, is there a piece of information that in your viewpoint would help humanity to give us right now?
What we can say to alleviate the stress, quote-unquote, that everyone is under is to say this: be in the moment always. Do not live for the future, though it is a short time until full disclosure happens. Do not live for that time frame. That time frame, as you say, will be here quicker than you think. Live always for the moment. Live your life, and then before you know it, paradise on earth will be here. The golden age, as you say, will have come.
Well, thank you so much. Gratitude for this channeled message, and sending love to you.
As you as well, Christina Winslow, and to all the listeners, we are Ra. We are here to serve humanity. Blessed be. All right, now they're stepping back. They're leaving now.
Well, that was incredible, Chris. I want to talk to you more about it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will speak more to Christopher Stephen Jacobs.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Do you feel stuck? Do you feel empty or lost? Have you tried to clear what's not working from your life but have the same issues coming up over and over? There is hope. A heart and soul healing session can retrieve your soul and heal your heart so you can feel love, joy, peace, and abundance. Contact Claudia McNeely today at www.askclaudia.com and feel better now.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow. And as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who were looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Welcome back. So glad you're with us. I hope you enjoyed that channeled message from the Ra Group. So, Chris, let's talk a little bit about this because I know a lot of people are wanting to get information, and I know we can get information overload, but I look at it that we can pick and choose what feels right to us and, you know, leave the rest. And I'm seeing a lot of blogs just repeat the same information over and over again about WaveX and that. So I really do appreciate you channeling the message. I didn't even prepare any questions. I was just going with the energy of what I was picking up that people might be interested in. Is there anything else that you've been doing a lot of work with the Ra Group? Is there anything else that pops in to your head that people would be interested in hearing about, you know, kind of current events from the spirit world, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of channelings out there that my guides have pointed out as false, like some of the Jesus and Michael channelings, for instance. I spotted a Michael one not that long ago that he came into the room as I was reading it, and then he stopped me and said, "What do you find wrong with this text?" And I read it a little bit, and it was talking about how we would, you know, shed our bodies in the fourth dimension, and we would be in no pain and all this other stuff, which is fine, you know, for the spirit world. You know, that's more the spirit world. And I said, that's the incorrect part of it. And he goes, bingo, I didn't channel through somebody to say that. And the correct version of it is that our molecules will be further apart. And we would, and our density would be a little lighter, and that mm-hmm. we would be able to ascend to these different densities. We're sitting in fourth density currently, and we're on our way into fifth density, from what I've been told.
So I'm curious about this one. You know, some people are saying, hey, be careful, because, and I do believe, you know, there's people that are good and there's people that are bad. There's ETs that are good. They're, you know, I'm not in polarity, but I'm just calling it. They're more inclined to be, you know, dark or negative or low vibration versus high vibration. So in all the work that you're doing and the information you're getting, are you getting any information that there's any kind of ET races that would love to trick us? See, there's people saying that, well, they're all acting like your friends now, but they're going to, you know, they're just trying to take the place of the power structure, but they're still not going to be any better. And people will give away their power. So what information are you getting on that?
Oh, yeah, I've heard plenty of that before. You know, people, like I said before, people have considered the Rock group to be evil. And that was that other soul group and that Voice of God technology that was defaming them. But it's the cabal that's trying to get people to not side the good guys, like the ET humans that are out there and the Ra group and some of the Anunnaki that are out there and the Syrians and the Pleiadians. All these beings want is for us to be in our own sovereignty, to be free of shackles. But the reason they don't directly interfere completely yet is that we have to throw those shackles off ourselves. And they've told me that time and time again, where I've gotten impatient with them and said, come on, you have the technology down here. Just uncloak one of your vessels and let's see it. And they're adhering to these timetables, as they say, all the time. And even though they tell me time, the way we think of it, doesn't exist, they use astrology for their clock. But they said things like full disclosure happen at a certain time. Certain information has to be released at a certain time of how they know history to play out, because some of them are from the future as well. So, that's some of the information that I've learned. It's just a gross amount of misinformation that the cabal is putting out to defame these good guys.
Well, and here's another thing. I've heard in some cases where they say they can't give a date because then it will kind of mess up what the good guys are trying to do. So is this basically this message today? Here's my opinion, but I would love to hear your opinion on it, okay? If they're giving us a date now and saying, you know, expect it in 2 years and 3 months, mm-hmm. that what tells me is that have we reached a critical mass to the point where it's happening, it's inevitable, it's now just taking the steps to ease people into it.
That's my opinion as well, that we have reached critical mass and this event is going to happen, whether the bad guys want it or not, whether people really truly want it or not. This event is going to occur, and it needs to occur in order to set most of us free. Even though we have to acknowledge our own sovereignty, there still is another force that's going to come in and set things right as well.
So what do you think people are going to do who think all this stuff is completely crazy and they're they're celebrating New Year's Eve 2018 and like something like this happens? Like what are the family members and the neighbors going to do? Are people going to just freak out and have heart attacks, or are they going to, like, do you get anything?
Well, I know some people are going to freak out, but I think that what they're trying to do is trying to minimize the freak out level by integrating it slowly and allowing some of these seers to talk about it and straightening up all the misinformation that's out there. They're trying to integrate it slowly. Like the ET humans, I come in contact with this being named Tyler all the time. And he tells me that slow integration is the best process to eliminate that a lengthy freakout time by the public. Now, there are going to be some of those devoutly religious people that won't be able to handle it. And there's going to be just some people that will just shut down. But those are the people, like the Raw Group said, those are the people that just can't handle it. The new energy and the new paradigm, they're just not going to be able to handle it. But I think that's going to be minimized myself.
Well, they kind of called me out. The Raw Group knows I didn't like I don't like this Pope, and I didn't think he was working for humanity. And so they said it was pretty funny on their message. They were calling me out. It's not who you think you were thinking. He's actually doing work for humanity. But I'll tell you what I feel about that is that the Catholic Church knows a lot more than people think, and they use psychics and astrology and all kinds of things that most people in the church have no clue about. And if they know that this is going to happen anyway, you don't think that they want to be, you know how the Pope is putting information out about, oh, UFOs are children of God too. You know, he's putting all this public relations out right now. I'm like, are you kidding me? Because they guess what they want? They want all the people who freak out, I think, to run to the Catholic Church to fill their membership. I think that they're doing that on purpose because they know it's going to happen.
Yes, and the church and the cabal and all them, it's going to be a last-ditch effort for them to try to scare people and try to get people to run to them as saviors. And another interesting note I found out talking about the church, underneath Vatican City, I found this out in one of the episodes of Ross Speaks that me and Elizabeth Mulligan were recording, found out that's one of the cabal way stations is actually underneath Vatican City.
Oh, I totally believe that. I believe Rome did not fall. The Roman Empire rebranded as the Catholic Church. And I'm Italian Catholic through and through. I was raised. And for me to realize that as a truth seeker was pretty crazy. But yeah, I totally believe that it's, you know, the city of the Bank of London, the Fed, the U.S., and the Vatican Bank are the three guys that are in charge.
Oh, yes. Oh yes. I found out there's a whole underground highway system and everything, underwater highway system, found out for both aliens and humans. I found out all of this by just searching in depth, you know, not only just asking the Raw Group, but I started spying a little bit on the cabal, and I found out all sorts of interesting information about them.
Well, I highly encourage you guys to contact Chris if you want to connect with him. Go to his Facebook page, Christopher S. Jacobs. And don't you have a paranormal site too, Chris? What site is that in case they want to?
Yeah, on Facebook, there are two Facebook pages that you look up Sage Paranormal Team. And you'll find that. And SAGE is an acronym for Society of Alien and Ghost Experiencers. And I also have a website as well now. So it is Christopher Stephen and the number 8 dot Wix, that's W-I-X, .com / Watcher Speak. That's WATCHERSPEAK.
Well, definitely contact Chris if you would like a session. He's awesome. I've had a session with him, and it was incredible. So, hey, thank you so much for being on the show today. This is a really fun show. I love doing these spontaneous shows with people who are so connected and in tune with such a high frequency. Chris, you're definitely one of those young people that everybody talks about that came in to change this world, and the veil is like non-existent with you, and you are incredibly talented. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on, Christina. This was a pleasure for me as well.
Well, and to all of you listening, thanks. I hope you had fun with this show. I hope this information helped you in some way to live a little bit better life and have a little bit happier journey in this crazy life we're living in these crazy times. Make sure to check out my Twitter at Callisto Winslow is my handle, and I'd love to connect with you. Thank you all, and have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.